water treatment. People need safe drinking water. In New Zealand, water is tested to make sure it is safe to drink. Treatment plants are used to supply safe drinking water to most towns and cities. The simplest water supply is just a well with a pipe from it, or a pipe from a river or lake, sometimes with a pump and storage tank. Water needs to be free of harmful chemicals and bacteria for it to be safe to drink. Risks to drinking water. In New Zealand and around the world, the greatest risk to water supply comes from bacteria. Animal, bird, and even human poo can make water unsafe to drink if it enters the water supply. There are two ways of controlling the risk from bacteria. Number one, keep the water source as clean as possible by looking after the area around this water. Number two, treat the water to remove harmful chemicals and bacteria. Often both methods are used along with regular testing of the water to make sure it is safe to drink. Water treatment plants. Treatment plants are used to make sure water is safe to drink. The most common treatment is adding chlorine to kill any bacteria in the water. This treatment will also kill any bacteria that later enters the water as it moves through pipes to homes and other buildings. Other treatment includes coagulation, making fine particles drop out, filtering, and reducing the cloudiness of the water. Treated water moves through a network of pipes. Pumps may be needed to move water uphill. Larger cities such as Wellington have more than one treatment plant. There are four treatment plants in the Wellington region. The Wainui o Mata water treatment plant, an example of how water is made safe to drink. Water collection. Number one, before the water treatment plant, water is collected from a natural source. Number two, screening the water. The water that has been collected must be screened to remove any big items, such as grit, sand, gravel, rocks, sticks, and leaves. Other impurities are too small to see and must be removed in the treatment plant. Inside the treatment plant, number one, clumping impurities. Because the impurities floating in water can be very small, it's easier to get them out if they can clump together in bigger groups. Chemicals can be added to the water to attract these impurities like a magnet and bind them together into larger groups that we can see, called flock. Number two, removing the flock. Millions of tiny bubbles of air are pumped into the water. The bubbles join onto the flock, floating them to the surface, where they form a flock blanket, which can then be removed and treated. The flock is spun to remove water, and a sludge is left behind. This sludge goes to the landfill. Number three, filtering the water. The water that is left under the flock blanket flows through a sand filter at the bottom of the tank. The clean drinking water has a long way to go from the water treatment plant, through pipes, to local storage lakes, and then through more pipes, before it reaches taps. Number four, adding chlorine and fluoride. Before the water leaves the treatment plant, chlorine is added to kill any bugs that may be left in the water, or that might enter the water over the long journey. Fluoride is also added because it reaches our taps to help keep our teeth strong and healthy. Number five, the water is tested throughout the treatment process to make sure it meets New Zealand's drinking water standards. Can you find out where your drinking water comes from?